This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
We're back. I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN, 1410 AM. We've been having an excellent woman-to-woman conversation with Judy Tayabji Wilson. Judy, it's been a pleasure talking with you. And just in conclusion, I wanted to ask you, Judy, there's women out there right now that are listening, and they're thinking, I'd like to step into politics, or maybe not. What advice would you have for them if they were thinking?
Well, I would say that if you're thinking about possibly doing it, you should follow up on that, because politics is a calling. It's something that appears in your head or in your heart, and you say, you know, I think I would like to serve my community, serve my province, serve federally, in whatever form. Mm-hmm. And for most women, their beginning base of understanding of politics is zero, and that's normal. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anyone should feel that just because they don't understand politics, that they don't know how to serve other people, because in fact, women are really well suited to politics because we're used to serving people and we're often used to nobody thanking us at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And politics is a very thankless calling, but you do it for the same reason as you might serve your family, or you might, you know, serve at a wedding, or you might, you know, mm-hmm. for all the different ways that we sacrifice or that we contribute. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very important foundation to our society. All I can say is we desperately need good women to come forward. I wrote a couple of books that deal with politics. Mm-hmm. One came out almost 10 years ago. It's called Political Affairs. And it's at most libraries.
I was going to ask you if we could still get access to that.
Yeah, the best place is the libraries, or if you find our website. Now, I think you said you're going to try and link to it?
We are going to actually link Judy's website to our website, which is www.unlockingsecrets.com, or you can link up to www.cfund.com to find the link to our website and then the link to Judy's website.
Right. And so Political Affairs was about the roughly 10-year period that I was in politics provincially quite full-time. Mm. And then Daggers Unsheathed came out last year. Actually, it was the fall of 2002. It's still available at the local bookstore. Mm-hmm. And that deals with it, gives you a very behind-the-scenes look at what happened during the Glenn Clark years. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for people to have that perspective, because it'll give you the difference between what you think happened and what was really going on. And mm-hmm. in both books, anyone who's been following the recent controversy about mass sign-ups and mm-hmm. leadership races and membership fraud and all of that, mm-hmm. it occurred in the Gordon Campbell leadership race mm-hmm. on two very large occasions, and it occurred again in the Dosanjh leadership race. Mm. And so I've documented all of those things, and I think people need to know. I mean, politics in BC can be very very dirty on that level when there's a lot of power at play. Mm-hmm. But on the local level and on the riding level, you can do so much to help people. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that's the only way that things really get done, is riding by riding, like community by community.
I agree with you. I think there's a lot of very passionate people out there, and women in particular, that, like you say, are feeling something inside. They feel, I want to serve, I want to do something. And,
yeah.
and it's good. And I guess, you know, for me, I would love to be looked at in the facts, and it doesn't always work that way, but I would say to those that, you know, may have judged me in the past, to say, you know what, and maybe for you too, if you're going to judge me, could you please base it on the facts?
Yeah, I know.
Look at both sides, and then be a wise person, because a wise person knows both sides, and then they make their decisions based on that. It doesn't take, it's not rocket science to take what you hear as hearsay or gossip or backbiting and try to make a decision based on that. That doesn't take any intelligence whatsoever.
No, I used to say that people have forgiven me for things I haven't done.
That's great of them.
Yeah.
Well, then
I really appreciate the forgiveness. The compassion.
Well, you can just borrow that and use that when you really do screw up. You can just like, okay, there's my sort of forgiveness ticket for that incident.
Exactly. It's my get out of jail free card.
Exactly. Judy, I really would like to ask if you can briefly tell us what you're doing today.
Oh, sure. My husband and I have a business. Mm-hmm. We live in Powell River, although most of our work is out of town. In fact, all of it's out of town, mm-hmm. although we do have some property and development projects here. Mm-hmm. We do some work in India and did business development work there, trying to increase the trade between Canada and India.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do a lot of economic development work with Aboriginal people.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And we can find out all about that on your website.
Some of it you can see there, yes. We're very private. We're still a little bit paranoid.
I wonder why.
Yeah, and so we keep quiet as much as possible, but life is very good. And I'll tell you that one of the greatest things that came out of my years in politics was an excellent husband, sort of my parting gift.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
it is nice. And I should say that even though there were some sad years with the kids, that we have five wonderful kids and that we all, you know, I mean, the kids are... All five of them have learned lessons that they wouldn't have learned otherwise.
And, I bet.
You know, we might have protected them from them, but they're the people they are today because of them.
Isn't that true? I know even for me, with all that I've gone through, I am who I am today because of those things. And painful, but you're sort of grateful because it really did help you become the person you're becoming. Just wrapping up in the next 30 seconds here, Judy. When people think of Judy Tabji Wilson, what do you want them to know about you, Judy, and what legacy would you want to have left?
I hope that they will think of me as somebody who was always available to them and someone who reached out with kindness. I know that I've been known to be a fighter, but it's always the righteous anger that comes forward, and I've always tried to be careful not to hurt anyone.
Yeah, it's inevitable that, you know, where there's people, there's problems. We're going to hurt somebody unintentionally. But I guess really what matters to me is that I can even hear in this conversation with you, I can hear your heart, and I can hear that kindness that's there in you. And, you know, that makes me feel safe with anybody when I can see that quality in them. Judy, I want to thank you so much for being with us today, Judy. I appreciate your vulnerability, your willingness to talk candidly with me. And I just want to thank you so much for being a part of this.
My pleasure, Candace, and all the best with your new program.
Thank
I hope
you.
Women, I'm sure they are getting a lot out of it, and I know it'll be a great resource for them.
Thanks. Thanks, Judy. And I just want to say thanks to Leilani Kopp, cosmetic designer, the official makeup for Unlocking Secrets for Women. 15% of the sales of her foundation are donated to the Vancouver Burn Unit. SweetLeilani.com. She makes us look great for radio. This is Candace Newton, Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN. Go to our website to see what's happening for next week.
Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.